things Illini this summer and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter. Go Illini!
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. President Trump calls it an honest, direct, and productive meeting. I'm Dave Anthony.
There is no limit to what North Korea can achieve when it gives up its nuclear weapons.
The president, after a first-ever meeting with North Korea's leader, saying he believes Kim Jong-un wants real change.
I know when somebody wants to deal, and I know when somebody doesn't. A lot of politicians don't. That's not their thing.
Both leaders have since left Singapore, where Fox's John Decker is live.
In a document signed by both leaders, President Trump and Kim Jong-un pledged to work towards complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Chairman Kim has told me that North Korea is already destroying a major missile engine testing site.
President Trump also committed to give security guarantees to North Korea by suspending planned war games with South Korea.
Unless and until we see that the future negotiation is not going along like it should.
Still, there's no verification process in place for making certain that Kim is fulfilling his promise. While the signed document lacks detail and provides little that's new, White House officials say it's a positive step. Dave?
Well, John, U.S. sanctions will remain in place for now. The president also says North Korea's leader agreed to return remains of Americans from the Korean War.
I asked for it today, and we got it. That was a very last minute. The remains will be coming back. They're going to start that process immediately.
The House Democratic leader is skeptical. Nancy Pelosi put out a statement that the president gave concessions in exchange for vague promises in his haste to reach an agreement, hindering a lasting, stable pathway to peace. There's news just out on the economy showing rising gas prices last month pumped up overall inflation. Consumer prices rose 0.2% in May. They're up nearly 3% the past 12 months, the biggest increase in 6 years. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Again, the big Fox story, President Trump meeting with Kim Jong-un, and he details what it was like alone with North Korea's leader, telling Fox's Sean Hannity.
You know, I've made the statement, and I've said it before. I've said it about a lot of different kinds of relationships. You can almost tell right at the beginning.
Did you tell at the beginning? What was that first minute?
No, I felt very good at the beginning, and we, you know, I talked about we have to denuke. This country has to be denuked, and he understood that. He fully understood it. He didn't fight it.
The president also says he felt a little foolish with all the rhetoric, including Little Rocket Man and Fire and Fury, but he says it was necessary getting into this to this point. The full interview will be tonight at 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. The president's top economic advisors hospitalized but in good condition.
The National Economic Council director, Larry Kudlow, has been hospitalized after suffering a heart attack. President Trump announcing in a tweet from the Singapore summit that Kudlow is now at Walter Reed Medical Center. A statement from Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Kudlow's doctors are calling it a mild heart attack. Jill Nato, Fox News.
In Orlando, Florida, what started with the shooting of a police officer has ended in a murder-suicide.
A standoff following a shootout between Orlando police and 35-year-old Gary Wayne Lindsay Jr. ended in the worst way, says Police Chief John Mina.
We made entry into the apartment and found that all four children have been killed by the suspect by apparent gunshot wounds, and it appears the suspect took his own life.
Those children ranged in age from 12 to a year old. The incident carried on for nearly 24 hours as a result of a domestic violence complaint. One officer was shot. He was said to have survived, but is still in serious condition. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up a little bit, suggesting some small gains before or at the opening bell in about 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities say a Champaign man had cocaine he intended to sell. 25-year-old Curtis Harris was expected to be formally charged this week. He was caught in the 500 block of Lynn Street after searches of his home turned up 10 grams of cocaine, digital scales, and packaging materials used in the sale of the drug. A new location for the Burnham Mansion. WCIA says the buyer told the Champaign School Board he plans to move the mansion a block from Church and Lynn to Church and Elm. The National Weather Service says two brief tornadoes hit Champaign on Sunday afternoon. The News Gazette says both tornadoes were rated EF0, which means they had wind speeds of 65 to 85 miles an hour. The line of storms was responsible for widespread wind damage. The first tornado went about a tenth of a mile and a width of 30 yards. The other traveled about a tenth of a mile with a width of 20 yards. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Scattered shower chance at 90%. We've got a high 86 down to 70. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain in the forecast tomorrow. High 83, low 60. 84 the high on Thursday, and then partly cloudy on Friday with a high near 90. 90s coming into the weekend. Right now we're at 69. ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by CMI. Keep your money local with Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Warm weather's here. Does your business outdoor windows need cleaned? Maybe they haven't been cleaned for years, and who wants to get on a ladder and clean windows, right? CMI has systems like the one I use at Hard Working Man when I was cleaning High School St. Thomas More's high windows 30 feet up. They can actually get to 55 feet while standing on the ground. Get those windows looking brand new and impress your customers at the same time with the help of CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Online at cmiclean.com, 359-6262. It's Dr. Jeremy Yauss, Christie Clinic, Department of Dermatology. Jeremy, how are you?
Excellent. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you on. You guys got a big event coming up June 28th, the iHotel. 5:30 to 7:30, it's Spring into Great Skin, celebrating you at this once-a-year skin-sational event.
Nice.
Okay.
That's right, we did it.
Why men should consider cosmetic treatments. You know, okay, I used to have an afro. And, you know, they have that treatment, and you guys do it at Christie, where you can kind of take your side hair and put it on top of your head kind of thing. And that was a consideration.
Right.
But what you don't want, Jeremy, is it's okay to do stuff, but you don't want to look like you did stuff,
right,
if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
So how does that work?
Key.
How does that work?
You know, I think it's all about fine-tuning and making you look your best without overdoing it. And, you know, that's really what some of the things we do at Radiant and Christie and Dermatology are really focused on. Botox and Cool Sculpting are some of the treatments that men have really been interested in over the past year or two.
Why should men do both or consider Botox?
Sure.
Wrinkles?
So Botox... Yeah, it relaxes some of those wrinkles that kind of build up over time. And then especially the forehead and frown lines start to build up, and it can really soften those and, you know, make you look a little more refreshed, relaxed, a little bit more approachable. So, you know, just one of those little things that you don't look like you had a major plastic surgery done.
Yeah.
But can really soften you know, some of those frown lines and forehead wrinkles.
You just touched on Cool Sculpting. What is that again?
Mm-hmm. Cool Sculpting is one of our non-invasive kind of fat reduction technologies that have come out in the past few years. It's, you know, sort of akin to a non-surgical liposuction. We freeze the fat away. It really works well in men around the abdomen and chin, can really permanently reduce the fat in some of those areas.
That doesn't hurt. I mean, if it's cold...
It is cold. You are freezing the fat, and to get that permanent reduction in fat, you do have to get it cold enough that it actually freezes, but you don't damage the skin, and as your body cleans up some of that frozen fat, you get that permanent reduction, so you can improve the contour of love handles and some of that spare tire that tends to build up over time.
Okay. I mean, people are very surprised at what's available, I bet, Jeremy, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. This is all new technology.
Yeah. So if they come to the I Hotel on June 28, 5:30 to 7:30, does this cost?
This is a free event.
Wow.
Open to the public.
What the heck? They did say space is limited. RSVP at 366-2600. The first 50 receive a gift bag with giveaways such as free cosmetic consultation, Bare Minerals Cosmetics, sunscreen samples, 3-ounce foaming facial wash, special pricing available for event attendees only. Hmm. So if you get there, be the first 50 and get the free stuff. And then you can learn about what's available. Are you going to be able to be there, Jeremy?
I will be there.
Excellent. Dr. Jeremy Yaus, Christie Clinic, Department of Dermatology. If I came in and saw you, I have a feeling you'd say, "Hey, good to meet you." Oh, boy. Okay, why don't you just stay on?
Can you come in for a consult?
Why don't you just stay on the radio, my friend? Yeah.
Stevie, we would have you ready for TV in no time.
I don't think that's true, but thank you.
Jeremy, the thing with Stevie is, and I've tried to get him a hat when he goes on the golf course, he does not put on sunscreen,
He's
out for long duration.
I understand that, the comment.
Is there any help for him? I think it's fantastic.
Jeremy, you don't need a hat when you have an afro. I used to. I thought I still had one. But apparently people tell me to sit behind me in movies. I don't have my afro anymore. I used to have the best afro in the county. The best one.
Okay.
It's, yeah, ready for TV.
But my point is he past the point of
no
helping?
Return?
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's always something we can do, Stevie.
Okay.
It begins with a hat because the sun is bad for us.
Well,
correct?
Melanoma is real.
It is real, and yes, for sure. But if you have a lot of wrinkles, you might have been in the sun too long, right?
Right.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. There he is, Dr. Jeremy Yaus, Y-O-U-S-E, Christian Clinic, Department of Dermatology. If you want to attend this event, June 28th, 5:30 to 7:30, free at the I Hotel. Anytime I can go to the I Hotel.
That's a Thursday evening.
It's easy, and I love the I Hotel.
What's the number to call?
366-2600 to say I'm coming, and then get the first 50. It starts at 5:30. Get there at 5:15, and make sure you get one of those little bags of goodies and get some value out of that. That'd be fun. Hey, thanks for joining us, and great information. Thanks for educating a little bit, and thanks for the comment about I could get you ready for TV. Nice of you. He says that without seeing me. I look in the mirror, and I go, you know, I actually feel a lot better than I look. Thank you, Jeremy. Always a pleasure, and appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Jeremy Yaus, Christie Clinic, Department of Dermatology.
Radiance is the name of the area, and cool sculpting sounded interesting.
Well, I could probably use a little of that under my chin.
Well, anyway. And a lot of people have special events coming up, the reunions,
well,
the weddings.
Well, weddings, yeah. You do want to look good, but you also, the worst thing is to look like you've done it.
Well, at the Tony Awards, I saw a bunch of actors that have gone on in years, and you could tell.
You've got, outside of Paul McCartney, whatever he's done to his hair, whatever, it's no way that's his hair.
Right.
But he looks fantastic.
I mean, he can afford
great.
It, and why not in
but,
this
but
chapter
he, but
of
he
life.
Doesn't look like he's done it.
Right.
That's the key.
I thought Springsteen on the Tony Awards looked fantastic.
And maybe he...
And but, he does not have the wrinkles like he had when I saw him at Ray
So
Lake.
He probably has some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, people will cynically say, well, they've had some work done.
Sure.
You know, and then, you know...
I know. We're just jealous.
As I said, I'm just at that point. And there is a point where you need to say, I'm getting a little older. You don't give up on yourself.
Right.
But you also want to age gracefully. You don't want to. I don't want to wear sleeveless shirts anymore as I used to because that would be really a bad look.
Right.
Back in the day, I could do sleeveless shirts.
Shoot.
Not anymore.
Don't bring that up.
You just have
look
to
away.
Accept a little bit where you are in your life because if you chase it, people know you chase it, and then it's really uncomfortable.
Okay. 366-2600. for Christie Clinic and their Radiant Dermatology Department.
No, go for it. It'll be fun and educational, too.
Exactly.
Here's your sports headlines.
All right. We had St. Louis beating the Padres yesterday 5-2. So they're 2.5 in back of the Cubs.
Cubs are first.
In between them is Milwaukee.
Yep.
Cubs are a half game in front, so the NL Central is pretty fun right now.
And the Cubs have pounded the Brewers. I mean, dominated the Brewers. The Brewers just got to be going nuts with frustration. They go up to Miller Park and bring tons of Cub fans.
I know. They call it the North Wrigley.
Yeah. No, they don't like that either.
Right. I know that. Yep. So we have a 6:20 pregame, 7:15 start on ESPN 93.5 with Miles Michaelis on the mound. Do we need our Redbird recap?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. John Rooney, the Cardinals used the long ball last night. They scored all five of their runs on home runs.
Much like they did in the two wins in Cincinnati. And we were wondering when Marcell Ozuna was acquired from Miami who the other big bat in the lineup was going to be. He had Stanton around him down there. But it turns out Jose Martinez is that other big bat, and he has hit home runs in four of his last five games. Ozuna hit a two-run homer. Martinez a two-run homer. Solo home run for Jerko. That's his ninth career home run against his old team. And the Cardinals beat San Diego 5-2.
As Flaherty picked up the victory, he earned it because he went six innings plus, and he allowed just one run on three hits. As he struck out six, he walked one. It'll be Miles Michaelis looking for his eighth win of the year today. We're on the air at 6:20.
Also trending with Cardinal fans, a little more than a year after a life-threatening brain injury, Danielle Ponce de Leon is ready to make his Major League debut at the age of 26. The right-hander's contract from AAA Memphis was renegotiated yesterday.
He got hit in the head.
Yeah.
And I think almost died. And he's back make his Major League debut any night. Could be any time.
Speechless when I heard about it, says Ponce de Leon. I didn't believe it.
Did he get the call?
Stubby was playing a little joke on me when I was called into the office.
Stubby's the AAA manager.
Exactly.
All right, that's great news for the kid. That's awesome.
My wife was waiting outside the door. The first person I call was my dad. Just very excited about coming back in for 13 months, it looks like.
Awesome.
All right. So we also had the Cubs, their big game against the Brewers, 7-2 winners. You had to stay with it, though, on the action in the 11th inning.
And this was it. It was 2-2 with Anthony Rizzo.
So let's see if Anthony Rizzo can launch one.
He does, deep to right. If it's fair, it's long gone. And the Cubs lead by a score of 3-2.
Hear that crowd?
Anthony Rizzo with a booming home run. And listen to the Cub fans here at Miller Park.
That's a road game. Come on,
wow.
North Wrigley.
That's what we should do, is a trip to Miller Park.
Yeah, but remember when Milwaukee started selling tickets to the first Cub series in April for Wisconsin residents only? They did that.
Wow.
And I think they got pounded by the Cubs.
Brew Crews kind of mad at the Cubs fans there.
Yeah. So anyway, they can't beat the Cubs, and they're really ticked about it, I'm sure.
Cleveland over the White Sox, 4-0 yesterday. They've got a game starting at 7:10 tonight. And Ubben practice facility for the men's and women's basketball team looking to get an upgrade with our AD, Josh Whitman, coming to the mic yesterday. More details on that later in the show. And actually combed over yesterday with Jeremy Warner and Tay and Karp. And a long time coming, sports betting now officially coming to New Jersey.
Yep.
Governor Phil Murphy signed a law into action on Monday, allowing you to wager on the sports games, both online, states casinos, and at racetrack, saying he'll place the first bet on Thursday.
Okay. Was this going to be like buying a lottery ticket? Will I be able to eventually go into 7-Eleven and bet on the Illini?
Says the nearly decade-long battle will tap into a market that's largely existed only in Las Vegas through illegal bookies until now. This will really boost our economy.
What about the new addicts and people that struggle with gambling? Wonder what happens to them.
Right.
I don't think it's a good direction, but what the heck do I know? I know it happens, but now we're endorsing it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. ES and State of Illinois are talking about it, and they haven't done anything yet. We'll see. 819 ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. National Weather Service.
Scattered shower chance in the forecast. As you can tell this morning, we've got a high 86 expected and 70-hour low tonight. Partly cloudy with a high 83 tomorrow, down to 60, 20% chance of showers. Partly cloudy Thursday with a high 84, low 64. Now, they were back and forth on that bad weather we had Sunday afternoon, and whether that was a tornado or not, with the 72-mile-an-hour ends, the winds that you've reported in Philo, that wasn't quite the 83-mile-an-hour winds that they need to make it an E3 category.
They called it an E0.
Right.
Three little ones.
Okay.
They were 30 yards long.
Right.
But they were technically tornadoes, so it was bad weather Sunday.
69 now on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. Live to Singapore with John Decker. It was a good thing, folks. It was great for the world what happened with this summit. Details next. It's 8:20.
Fox Business Network. Consumer prices rose in May. The increase 0.2% from April. Americans are paying more for gasoline, housing, and medical care. Excluding food and energy, the increase is also 0.2%. The CPI rose 2.8% from a year ago. Inflation over the past year is the highest in 6 years. More than 200,000 Mercedes-Benz diesel vehicles are being recalled by the German government. The models include software that turns off emissions controls. The recall includes 238,000 Vito delivery vans and the GLC 220D SUV. Parent company Daimler says it is willing to work with cooperative transparency with the government. Stocks closed higher on Monday. The Dow was up 5, NASDAQ gained 14, and the S&P added almost 3. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
ProGreg carpet cleaning used to take pros. Now, it only takes a trip to the Home Depot for the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Carpet Cleaner at a great everyday low price of just $229. With its automatic cleaning technology, you simply push to clean, pull back to dry for deep cleaning that doesn't take deep pockets. The Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $229. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 19th.
John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. Actually, live from Singapore, John Decker, who had a chili crab dinner with his friend. What is your impression of Singapore? We're taking a cruise. Our family leading a cruise there next January. What do you think of it?
Oh, it's a very impressive city. You know, it's, I think, the cleanest city I've ever seen, number one. And it's a city that is a very important part of Asia, you know. So I think that's one of the reasons why it was chosen as the venue for this summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. The president, as we speak, Stevie, headed back to the U.S. right now on Air Force One. And by this point, Kim Jong-un is back in Pyongyang. But it was a pretty successful summit for the president. There's no doubt about it. It was historic, the first time a sitting U.S. president has met with his counterpart from North Korea. And I think that the president got a lot more out of it than a lot of people expected in the 45 minutes that he met just one-on-one with Kim Jong-un.
Well, everything to me, it looks like, and again, there are going to be detractors. And if you're not happy for the world about what happened, you're never going to be happy with Donald Trump. It's a you thing because this was positive.
Well, it was. You know, there's still some problems, obviously, but it's just one meeting. And the president indicated that he's going to be meeting with Kim once again. We don't know when. We don't know where. But, you know, one of those problems is the agreement that they came to, this one-pager that they both signed, does not include a verification process to make certain that Kim is following through with his promise to denuclearize his country. And that's a very important part of the process. You know, you can't just go by what Kim says or what he promises. After all, he's reneged on promises before, and that's why there needs to ultimately be a verification process involving U.S. weapons inspectors to make certain that Kim is indeed getting rid of his nuclear weapons program.
Yeah, but no sanctions have been lifted either, so they know. I think Donald Trump's not going to let. I mean, we've seen it too often, so I don't think he's going to get buffaloed on that one. And I had a Tom Clancy theory, John, and I might be okay. Totally.
Well, tell me what that is.
Maybe Kim Jong-un doesn't want to do the family business. Maybe he's in and maybe he's stuck. I said it's like AJ's plumbing. AJ Jr. doesn't want to do the plumbing anymore. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he wants to try and do an economy. Maybe he's not as ruthless. We always see pictures and he's standing where different places.
Right.
But maybe this is Sean Connery, Hunt for Red October. Maybe he wants out.
Well, you know, I like that. I like that theory a lot. And maybe you're right. You know, maybe that's what, you know, keep in mind, the new Secretary of State used to be the CIA director. They probably have a, you know, several-inch thick file on Kim Jong-un, and maybe that's in the file. We don't know.
I don't know.
The president reached out to him at the right time and the right place. No other president preceding President Trump was able to do this. So kudos to President Trump for being able to have this summit in the first place. And, you know, as we go forward, it's a first step. You know, you still need to do a lot of things. This is the beginning of the process. It's certainly not the end.
John Decker, I talked to Miss Illinois last hour. You came up. By the way, John Decker, live from Singapore, was very excited for you. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, he was in my interview.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I told him that, and he said, well, that's a first. So you came up last hour, so we told Gracie that.
That's
so
funny.
Anyway, when do you come home?
24 hours from now, I'll be on the plane heading back to the U.S. So we have to go through Dubai on the way back, and then from Dubai back to D.C. It's a long flight, but let me tell you, this was well worth the trip. It was pretty remarkable being here for this historic summit, and what a great place to have it here in Singapore. And it's going to be great that you're going to be here later this year.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, it's appreciated. If you have time.
There was some pushback from the press about the timeline. I think they had to wait 15 minutes and things like that. Did you notice that was uncomfortable when you were there?
What are you referring to? Waiting where? And
waiting
when?
For
what,
the leaders what to come out and get the picture and things like that. I mean,
no, you know, look, we're used to that. Half of our existence is sometimes waiting for something to happen. So no, you can't complain about that.
Right.
You know, especially you know, when you travel 20 hours, what's an extra 15 minutes,
exactly.
Right? To wait for the president and the North Korean leader to come out and do, you know, their photo op. So, no, I'm not one of those who complained about that. You're always going to get complainers.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, great coverage, good work, safe flight home. Thank you, John Decker. I appreciate your time always. Safe flight home. Talk to you next week.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Stevie. I appreciate your having me on the show,
and we'll
talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day.
You bet. John Decker live in Singapore. Very positive result of the summit.
This is big time. A good first step.
I was glued to the TV because we've never met with the leader of North Korea. And I don't know why that thought jumped to my head when I saw them. There was just a look in Donald Trump's eyes when they had done their one-on-one. Kim Jong-un requested, and again, this is totally conspiracy theory here, but he'd requested the one-on-one to start it. And maybe he said, listen, I'm going to be killed if I don't follow this deal, there's too many guys, and maybe this is totally dumb and stupid, but I just got a sense maybe he loves video games. He went to a university in Switzerland. He speaks English. They had translators just kind of there, just in case. Friends of Dennis Rodman. Maybe he wants to, a different way, and maybe this is kind of how it's been set up for 65 years. I don't know. I'm reaching, but maybe. We don't know much about them.
Right.
We don't know what he orders or what he doesn't order. Is he a puppet of somebody else?
Well, I know we're focused on the weapons, but I'm looking at the people on how we can help them.
Well, that's going to take a long time to dig out of and fix, but start the process. I think the world would be so excited to have an opportunity for human beings to live a better life. In North Korea, if you look at a map of electricity, there's nothing north of South Korea. It's dark at night. Just 65 years of, they call it the Hermit Nation. So isn't it a positive that we're talking versus bombing? Yes.
Most definitely.
And I understand the midterms are coming up. I understand that his popularity might go up. That's really bad. The people that want to win elections don't want that to work. You ought to want it to work for humans. It's a good thing. He's done a good job. You have to tip your cap to Donald Trump on this, at least so far.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you, the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster.
We have developed a very special bond.
President Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un started with smiles and a 13-second handshake. It ended with the signing of an agreement pledging to work toward peace and an end to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The president tells Fox's Sean Hannity.
I just think that we are now going to start the process of denuclearization of North Korea, and I believe that he's going back and will start it virtually immediately.
Critics saying the president's legitimizing a dictator by sitting down as equals, he tells reporters.
We've gotten a lot, so when I hear somebody in the media say that President Trump has agreed to meet, like, it's not a big deal to meet. I think we should meet on a lot of different topics, not just this one.
He says they talked about Kim visiting the White House and the president going to Pyongyang. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The National Weather Service says two brief tornadoes hit Champaign on Sunday afternoon. The News Gazette says both tornadoes were rated EF0, which means they had wind speeds of 65 to 85 miles an hour. The line of storms was responsible for widespread wind damage. The first tornado went about a tenth of a mile and a width of 30 yards. The other traveled about a tenth of a mile with a width of 20 yards. The University of Illinois has unveiled plans for an upgrade at the Oven Practice Facility. It'll undergo a $30 million upgrade as long as the Board of Trustees signs off and the money can be raised. The Pantograph says the renovations will take about 3 years to complete. Men's and women's basketball programs will benefit from the work. Athletics Director Josh Whitman plans to raise all of the money as part of the Division of Athletics' $300 million fundraising campaign, which is ongoing. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change.
change and use mobile meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the mobile meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the mobile meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. It's summertime, and that means Country Arbors is freshly stocked with new perennials, annuals, trees, and shrubs. A time when other places are emptying their shelves, we continue to bring in new product we've grown in our greenhouses and the best growers in the country. We also have to make room, so we're having a big sale. All our annuals and tropicals are 20% off. All begonias, petunias, zinnias, mandevilla, and more are all 20% off. And our trees, they're all 10% off, 20% if you buy three or more. And on super sales, our favorite crab, Royal Raindrops. It's 25% off. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery or visit our new website at countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP conventional or high mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
I mean, if you think about it, titles in the past for the Warriors, you could put into categories. You could say what they were. History will look back and go, 2015, yeah, that's when the Golden State Warriors revolutionized basketball. 2016, that was a historic team, 73 wins. 2017, that's one of the greatest teams ever. That's the one that people like Will Kane will go on radio and talk about. Could it have beaten the 90s Bulls? That team is the one that was seen as invincible. 2018, what is that? What do you say about the 2018 team? What's their story? How does it stand on its own? The 2018 Golden State Warriors don't have one. It's simply part of an equation. An equation that adds up to something greater.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP conventional or high mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone.
Your weather, Diane Ducey.
Well, it's a little bit gray, cloudy, and some rain trying to spit at us this morning. Today's high 86, 70 our low tonight. It could be kind of a rainy day for us. 83 with partly cloudy conditions tomorrow. Chance of showers at 20%, down to 60 in the evening. Partly cloudy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday as we get up towards 90 and then down into the mid 60s at night. We're at 69 on ESPN 93.5.
Happy to welcome image consultant, the Style Signature. She's also a former Miss America contestant, Tara Hooper. How are you, Tara?
Good morning. How are you?
We're wonderful. We're all about Miss Illinois and Miss America.
Yeah.
Here's some big congratulations are in order. That's so exciting.
You know what that's like. It's tough. Who did you represent when you were in Miss America?
So, actually, I was former Mrs. Alabama.
Oh, so I've seen the Mrs. title, so you've won a number of those, haven't you? Look at you go, woman.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And you have two kids. How are your kids young? Are they?
I have a 6-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son.
Wow.
So, yes, I've competed more heavily in the Mrs. I did do Miss San Diego America and, you know, place years ago, but I've been competing in pageantry since I was 14.
Wow,
so I'm very familiar with many of them.
Well, you know, and my daughter is all for the no swimsuit. How did you feel about that?
So, and I can completely understand that because it is tough to be up there. I personally enjoyed the swimsuit competition, especially as a married woman who's had kids. You know, I look at it like my sport. I'm like, okay, this is my end game. I'm going to eat healthy and get back in shape, and I'm going to challenge myself and then, you know, get up on that stage. So for me personally, I'm sad to see it go, but I can understand, you know, wanting to change things up, especially in the light of the hashtag Me Too.
Yeah, and my daughter worked incredibly hard for 10 months to prepare for this, and so she was tremendous and did a great job with swimsuit. I think the pressures of having to be so thin and all of that, I think probably is good to do away. However, I do think you need some way to measure how fit they are. I think that's very important to be, hey, that person's in shape, but now how do we tell?
Right. Right. And what I love is there's a pageant called the International System, and we compete in a sportswear outfit. We do kind of like a bike short and a athletic top. And so... and in tennis shoes, so you're not strutting around in heels.
It really gives you an idea
of the physique. Yeah.
The Teen Miss America does that. I think they should do that. They get in the workout clothes. You have to do a couple push-ups. Then you can tell a little, you know, they're in good shape. I mean, you can tell. And I think it's important to be physically fit. I think that's totally, totally critical. Mm-hmm. So how they tell. Okay, so as far as the style signature, do you feel the pressure to have to look good all the time?
I do. Because, you know, if you run into someone, you say, oh, I'm an image consultant, and, you know, you look kind of homeless or something. Yeah. It doesn't really say much for your brand. So, yes, I do feel a little bit of pressure to at least be put together.
Yeah, I understand that. Is it more for women than men?
I work predominantly with women, but I have several male clients because their issues are the same. You know, they need to show up a confident, powerful, great version of himself, and that's what I help them pull together with their wardrobe and communication skills.
Well, I think it's great. And so, again, are you still going to do more pageants? You're retiring. What's your plan?
I haven't decided. I think I got at least one more in me. I live in Texas, and I would really like to retire with a state title in the state that I'll be sticking around in so I can be part of the alumni. Well,
people don't know, Texas is brutally competitive.
Yeah,
it's a tough state to win, but you can do it.
Right.
You can do it. You got the knowledge. You know how.
Exactly. Now, Tara, as far as this is maybe a North versus South kind of thing, because I lived in Louisiana and lots of Southern Belles down there, and they would even put on their makeup to go to the mailbox at their house. And I'll run out to the farmer's market and go to the grocery store, and I'll have my sweats on and rocking a scrunchie and my hair and all that. But these ladies would do the full-on treatment just to leave the house. What is that all about?
You know, I completely see what you're talking about, because I'm originally from San Diego, and I actually moved to Southern Alabama for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And you were right. Those girls, they don't walk out, their hair, what's the saying, you know, bigger the hair, the closer to Jesus.
Right.
You know, they just, you know, it's a proper Southern woman. You walk out, you know, ready to face the world.
Right.
How their mamas raised them.
And, I mean, one girl said she even uses makeup in bed. Like,
what?
She doesn't take off her eye makeup.
Okay, now.
Might be going a little far on
that. Right. That she never wanted her man to, like, see her without makeup.
Boy.
I'm like, what's up with that?
Hey, Tara, how do people find you?
My website is thestylesignature.com.
Hey, listen, nice chatting with you, and congratulations on all your success.
Thanks, and congratulations to your daughter. I'll look forward to watching her.
Thank you. Root for Miss Illinois.
Yes, we're for Miss Illinois.
Yeah, thank you, Tara. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Tara Hooper is her name. The Style Signature.
TheStyleSignature.com.
Right. Mm-hmm. 843.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran, and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax, call back 217-359-7293.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Rafter's Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
All righty, let's check our morning sports, ESPN 93.5. Here's Diane Ducey.
We'll start with our St. Louis Cardinals beating the San Diego Padres 5-2 yesterday. They'll have a game at 6:20, Miles Michaelis on the mound, and 7:15 start on ESPN 93.5. Right now, 2.5 back behind the Brewers, who were beat by the Cubs, who are a half game in front of Milwaukee now. 7-2 was the final yesterday, and they've got a game starting at 7:10 on US 105.9. What an 11th inning rally. Five times, some big hits, and it all started with solid Chicago Cubs Anthony Rizzo, never to leave the organization, Stevie.
Well, I've got him going to St. Louis here real soon, trade or something.
Dream
get
on.
Anthony Rizzo.
Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 4-0. They've got a game at 7:10 tonight. Uben practice facility will see some expansion soon. I believe $30 million is that price tag.
Oh, yeah.
And so they are raising the money now. Josh Whitman not sharing a timeline or how much money he's gotten already. He always plays his cards kind of close to the chest in that department. So that's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams. But the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps, Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GullifordServices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units, and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois Portable Toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Arthur Benson said, very often a change of self is needed more than a change of scene. What does that mean? Often we think the grass is greener on the other side, but when we get to the other side, we discover that we are still as unhappy and as dissatisfied as we were before. At times, our complaints are legitimate, but we all know many circumstances where the problem is the person's attitude, not the problem itself. So really, a change of self is needed more than a change of scene. Changing our attitude will change many of our problems. But changing behavior is hard. There's a way to inspire you and help give you skills for success. Two excellent leadership events are scheduled, the Global Leadership Summit in August and John Maxwell's Live to Lead in November. I'm offering you the chance to attend both for the price of one, an excellent opportunity for personal growth. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy your tickets. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
Are you frustrated with pain or previously tried physical therapy without success? The Mettler Center can help you, just like it's helped me recover from a shoulder injury. Mettler Center Physical Therapy has been transforming lives in the community for over 20 years. With their specialized manual therapy techniques, they have an over 98% satisfaction rating. Mettler Center takes pride in helping people get back to the things they love. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We got kind of rainy weather again. We're getting a whole lot of moisture, aren't we? I mean, there's a lot of rain happening. ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Yes, we've got showers in the forecast now, and today's high at 83, 70 our low tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy conditions for tomorrow. We've got a high 83 expected again, down to around 60, 84 the high on Thursday. Getting warmer as the week progresses. Friday's high at 89, 91 on Saturday, and 93 on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 69. Kind of drizzle and overcast. ESPN 93.5.
Wanting to make home improvements? Why not use the equity in your home to finance them? This is Brittany Kluver with Prospect Bank. Let us help you turn your home into your dream home. Visit bankprospect.com/HELOC to learn more. Now through June 30th, if you open a home equity line of credit with me and Watsika or Gilman or Ellen Reinhardt at our Champaign location, you'll get a free step stool and no closing costs. Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, subject to credit approval.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Game Day Spirit is a proud member of the Champaign Center Partnership Campus Town 13 Thursday Summer Shopping Event. Get amazing deals every Thursday this summer at restaurants and shop all over campus. Game Day will up their BOGO game on t-shirts from buy one get one free to buy one get two free. And Game Day is also including select fleece sweatshirts into a buy one get one free deal. These deals are only good on Thursdays and can't be paired with any other discounts. Game Day looks forward to seeing you now that students are away. Go Illini and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter for updates on deals and hours.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Pat Benatar, Neil Gerardo are coming to the Virginia Theater on Friday, June 15th. You could win tickets in the morning show on ESPN 93.5 from Stevie J and I. Make sure you tap into our phone line at 359-2255 and get ready to win. Tickets are on sale now at thevirginia.org with Pat Benatar and Neil Gerardo. A very intimate acoustic evening. Win from the Champaign Park District, the Virginia Theater, and ESPN 93.5.
Oh, yeah. keep the music
we'll
softer.
We'll have those tickets tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll give them away tomorrow, and there's a little acoustic. Could you turn down that left speaker a little bit? Yeah, it's just a little.
Thank you, Pat.
Need to have that
I
little
think
softer.
She was trained in the opera, actually.
Really?
She really has vocal control.
Yeah, I imagine so. I mean, she's been around a while.
Uh-huh, 65.
But, wow. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have Mile of the Pines.
Sunday, July 22nd. It starts at 6. According to your skill level, from beginner to elite, there's 9 different waves in various age categories, too. Prizes coming out from some of our businesses here at the Pines, like Red Bicycle Ice Cream, and we also have Casa del Mar, the new Mexican restaurant, and Subway is also involved. We have Riggs Beer Company, Buffon Salon, Meyer, Country Arbor's Nursery, Adams Outdoor Advertising, Carl Busey, the Atkins Group, of course, running the property here. Right here at Philo and Windsor Road is where we'll start things again July 22nd at 6. If you need more details, Mike Lindemann at Body and Soul. And we'll be talking with Scott Paluska tomorrow from Christie Clinic to get more details, too. Reynolds Towing also involved. Support to Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation with your $20 entry, mileofthepines.com.
Okie dokie. We'll be back tomorrow. Maybe it'll stop raining, but I think June's going to be a pretty big soaker so far.
Yeah.
And they're cleaning up the trees at Savoy. Uvi Golf Course apparently had quite the storm pass through there, but they're getting her done, and maybe the golf course will be a little easier for me without as many trees. Anyway, I hope they're okay, because I know that storm was serious.
Right.
As it blew through here Sunday afternoon.
Well, there was some pushback on the alarms, and they didn't sound them because the weather spotters didn't feel like the conditions were just right.
Who makes the calls and all that?
I know.
All right, we'll meet you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
Thank you. Diane Ducey, I am Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner Show is next. Thank you for listening. Have a great Tuesday.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. Elma Halpin, Law Enforcement Official of the Month from the University of Illinois Police Department. Family? I mean, want to have kids someday? Or what's your...
Yeah. I mean, not anytime soon.
Okay.
I still like to, you know, go out and do my thing. And not have that worry. I have dogs, so I'm a dog mom.
Okay. How many dogs?
2.
All right.
2 labs, yeah.
Ooh, so they need work.
Oh, yeah.
Do they get a kayak this weekend or no?
No, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she kayaks.
Okay, good.
Yeah. She's an outdoor person?
Yes.
Like that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's one of the things.
Elma, we're excited, and thank you for what you do. I mean, we really, truly appreciate it. And when people hear it, they go, well, they really sound nice. And they are nice. It's crazy. Thank you for what you do, keeping us safe. Thank you for what you do, helping our community be better every day and walking into danger and doing all that. We really respect it, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP conventional or high mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Can be
fun, and we love giving away free stuff, but we want to make sure it's fair for everyone. So here are the rules when competing to win on ESPN 93.5. No purchase necessary. Prize must be collected within 30 days during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2702 Boulder in Urbana. ESPN Radio assumes no liability due to circumstances beyond our control, and any prize may be substituted with a prize of equal or greater value. Winners are liable for any taxes, tips, or other miscellaneous charges associated with the prize. All contestants must have a valid ID and social security number. Our judges' decisions are final and reserve the right to end any contest at any time for any reason without notice. In the event that a contestant is found to be ineligible for a prize, said prize will not be awarded. And if you win, we reserve the right to use your likeness or voice on the radio or online, and any winners must wait 30 days to win again. Get a complete list of rules and more information on any contest on ESPN Radio at ESPNCU.com. Those are the rules, and good luck from ESPN 93.5.
Previously on Paying Carp,
they have a timeline for how you would transition from a club team to a Big Ten team.
Oh, really?
And it would take all of three seasons.
I think it would be great. I know when I would take the boys when we were younger, when we would go, we'd stand right on the ice, and it was just packed.
Yeah.
And if you built a 8,000-seat stadium,
oh, that would be perfect.
And you had hockey, I think you would have big crowds, and I don't think it would just be students.
This thing would be big right away.
Yes.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN.
Carpenter's Local 243 in Champaign, Illinois wants to thank the contractors, developers, and business owners who utilize the skills and services of union carpenters on their projects. Carpenter's Local 243 members are part of the world's highest skilled, most productive workforce. Members and contractors are committed to apprenticeship training and an ongoing journeyman skill advancement program. This provides the labor resources to ensure projects are completed. For a list of responsible contractors, call Carpenter's Local 243 at 356-544-463.
You're listening to W.